Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Mets and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Mukie Wilson. Batting second, the first baseman, Dave Magadan. Batting third, the third baseman, Howard Johnson. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Daryl Strawberry. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Kevin McReynolds. Batting sixth, the second baseman, Greg Jeffries. Batting seventh, the catcher, Gary Carter. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Kevin Elster. Batting ninth, the pitcher, David Cohn. Pitching for the New York Mets, David Cohn. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Jerome Walton. Batting second, the second baseman, Ryne Sandberg. Batting third, the left fielder, Dwight Smith. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Mark Grace. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Andre Dawson. Batting sixth, the catcher, Damon Berryhill. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Vance Law. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Shawn Dunston. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Scott Sanderson. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Scott Sanderson. And now, play ball. Mukie Wilson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Magadan is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Magadan hits a fly ball into center field. Walton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Strawberry hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerome Walton is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Walton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Jeffries settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Sandberg hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Strawberry. Sandberg reaches second base with a double. Dwight Smith is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There's a wild pitch. Sandberg scores. It's 1-0, Cubs. Dwight Smith is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards first. Magadan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Smith for the out. Two outs. Mark Grace batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Grace hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Dawson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 0-1. McReynolds hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Jeffries hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. McReynolds moves to second. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Law fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. McReynolds moves to third. Two outs. Kevin Elster is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Elster hits a fly ball into right field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Damon Berryhill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berryhill hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Berryhill reaches second base with a double. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Law hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jeffries scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Berryhill moves to third. One out. Shawn Dunston is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Dunston bunts towards first. Magadan fields the ball and throws to cone covering. Safe. Berryhill scores. It's 2-0, Cubs. Scott Sanderson is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. There goes Dunston. The throw from Carter and he is out, Elster applying the tag. Two outs. Scott Sanderson is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Sanderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. David Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Cohn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Wilson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a pop-up towards short. Dunston settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Magadan is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Magadan is 0-for-1 in the game. Magadan hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Dawson. Magadan reaches second base with a double. Cohn moves to third. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-2, Mets. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Strawberry is 0-for-1 in the game. Strawberry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grace fields the ball and throws to Sanderson covering. Safe. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McReynolds is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McReynolds hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Strawberry moves to second. Jeff Pico now pitching. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Jeffries is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jeffries hits a line drive into center field. Walton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Carter batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. Carter takes first base on ball 4. Strawberry moves to third. McReynolds moves to second. Kevin Elster batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Elster is 0-for-1 in the game. Elster hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Strawberry scores. McReynolds scores. Carter moves to second. It's 5-2, Mets. David Cohn batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Cohn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cohn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grace scoops it up and throws to first, with Pico covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerome Walton is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Walton is 0-for-1 in the game. Walton hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Sandberg is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Sandberg hits a fly ball into right field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwight Smith is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. There goes Walden. The throw from Carter and he is safe. Walton steals second. Dwight Smith is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Jeffries settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mark Grace is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Grace is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Grace hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jeffries scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs 2. The Mets will come to bat. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Wilson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dave Magadan batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Magadan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Magadan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Walton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Dawson is 0 for 1 in the game. Dawson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Magadan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Damon Berryhill is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Berryhill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Berryhill strikes out. 2 outs. Vance Law batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Law is 0 for 1 in the game. Law hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson juggles the ball. That's an error on Johnson. Shawn Dunston is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Dunston is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Dunston hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Law moves to second. Lloyd McClendon pinch hits for Jeff Pico. Lloyd McClendon is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McClendon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elster fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs 2. The Mets will come to bat. Calvin Schiraldi now pitching. Darryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Strawberry hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Dunston settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McReynolds is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. McReynolds strikes out. 2 outs. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Jeffries is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jeffries hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerome Walton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Walton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Walton hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ryne Sandberg batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Sandberg is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jeffries scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Dwight Smith is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards first. Magadan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Smith for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs 2. The Mets will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Law fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Kevin Elster is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Elster is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Elster hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. David Cohn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Cohn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cohn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Mark Grace batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Grace is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Grace hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Dawson is 0 for 2 in the game. Dawson hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Damon Berryhill is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Berryhill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Berryhill hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs 2. The Mets will come to bat. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Wilson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dunston scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Magadan batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Magadan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Magadan takes first base on ball 4. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Magadan moves to second. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Strawberry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Strawberry strikes out. 2 outs. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McReynolds is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. McReynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schiraldi fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0 for 2 in the game. Law hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Shawn Dunston is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Dunston is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Dunston hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Law moves to third. Mitch Webster pinch hits for Calvin Schiraldi. Mitch Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dunston. The throw from Carter and he is safe. Dunston steals second. Mitch Webster is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Webster strikes out. One out. Jerome Walton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Walton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Walton hits a fly ball into left field. McReynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Law tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-3, Mets. Rick Aguilera now pitching. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Sandberg is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Dunston scores. It's 5-4, Mets. Dwight Smith is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Smith is 0-for-3 in the game. Smith hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-5, Cubs. Mark Grace is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Grace is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Grace takes first base on ball 4. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Dawson is 0-for-3 in the game. Dawson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Mets 5. The Mets will come to bat. Les Lancaster now pitching. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Jeffries is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jeffries hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Carter is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Carter hits a fly ball into center field. Walton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kevin Elster is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Elster is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Elster hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Walton. Elster reaches second base with a double. Keith Hernandez pinch hits for Rick Aguilera. Mitch Williams now pitching. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Hernandez hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Mets 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Jeff Innes now pitching. Damon Berryhill is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Berryhill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Berryhill hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Law is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Law bunts towards the mound. Innes fields it and throws to first for the out. Berryhill moves to second. One out. Shawn Dunston is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Dunston is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Dunston hits a line drive towards third. Johnson catches it and throws to second to double up Berryhill. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Mets 5. The Mets will come to bat. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Wilson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Juan Samuel pinch hits for Dave Magadan. Juan Samuel is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Samuel hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Johnson hits a pop-up towards short. Dunston catches it and throws to first to double up Samuel. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 6, and New York Mets, 5. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.